Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
World Juniors underway in Ottawa. And Vanita's car from the morning news here on CCO is in Ottawa at the World Juniors. Vanita, good to visit with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I'm actually sitting at the back of a shuttle bus. We are on our way to the arena to see the U.S. team cheer them on. We've got our USA jerseys. So exciting. And, yeah, and you probably know Finland just beat Sweden in overtime, which is a big upset. So it's going to be an interesting finish tomorrow with that championship game. We hope the U.S. is in it.
Yeah, the Finns win 4-3, final in overtime. Once again, the United States and the Czech Republic coming up in Ottawa. Now, you are there with the group that is bringing the World Juniors to the Twin Cities next year.
It's incredible, Steve, the amount of work that goes into it. I'm a fly on the wall. I'm learning how CCO Radio can work hard to promote what's going to be happening. But I just want to really, really highlight the fact that Minnesota Sports and Events is doing an incredible job. They're here. I'm here with members of the Minnesota Wild staff, XL Energy staff, Visit St. Paul, Meet Minneapolis, all representatives here, just learning how World Juniors works, how they're doing it here in Ottawa, which has been a wonderful experience. But you know what? I don't want to brag, but I think Minnesota can do even better. And I know they can do better. We've seen that with Gymnastics City USA, what they were able to do, how well, just a wonderful experience it was with Promenade du Nord on Nicollet Mall, everything that was involved with that. And it's just exciting to think what's going to be happening this time next year in the Twin Cities and really all over Minnesota when all these visitors come from all over the world to cheer on their teams. And what I hope is Minnesotans turn up in a big way because we know they're hockey fans, Steve, like you and me. So I'm hoping there's a good crowd for all of these great games in a year.
Oh, I have a feeling it's going to be huge. Year in and year out, the World Juniors are a gigantic event, and it's so important in Canada. They've got to be so bummed that the Canadians aren't playing tomorrow. I mean, they've got to be very, very down about their club.
Oh, Steve, you said it. I mean, you nailed it. It was heartbreaking. I was at the game yesterday where they lost to Czechia, who we are playing, the U.S. playing tonight next. And it was heartbreaking, heartbreaking. And frankly, the fans were angry. They're very angry. And there's a really high expectation on these Canadian juniors teams to get the gold. I mean, they want them to win it all. And it was really, really heartbreaking. And you could tell just around town today in Ottawa, people were not happy. But I think what I really, really want to highlight is just the passion of all of these fans from the different countries. Canada, there will be so many Canadians coming down to Minnesota for the World Juniors in a year that we just want to give them a really good experience. I think it's really great for our community. The economic impact is huge. But it's been interesting for me to just see the behind the scenes of what Minnesota Sports and Events is able to do, how they put it together. And, you know, they just have a really good team. And it's fun to watch the wheels turning in their mind of what they want to do for the Fan Fest at Rice Park. And I might just reveal here that they're going to have something that's really cool. They're going to have an ice rink by Rice Park where they're going to have bumper ice cars. Does that sound amazing or what?
Yeah, I'm in. I hope I can fit in one of those cars, but I'd give it a go.
Me too. Me too. There's just going to be so many great things. Even if you're not a hockey fan,
right,
what they have in store for all these visitors, and really for all Minnesotans who just want to be a part of the fun, it's going to be great. But it's been fascinating for me to just see the behind the scenes of it going on here. And I know Minnesota will, Minnesota's, you know, will support it and do a great job. But these, the hockey, the level of hockey, I'll just give you one example. You got, you know, Oliver Moore, you've got some great Gophers on Team USA who I'm excited to see tonight. But you look at a future Minnesota Wild star like University of Denver's Zeev Bouyam. He's another one. Like, you're looking at prospects who are going to be playing in the NHL, and you get to see them as young guys competing for their country. And that gives it a whole different meaning, which is what is the beauty of the World Juniors.
Yeah, it is a great annual sporting event, and it's coming to the Twin Cities, and people are very revved up about it. And you talk about these events. You mentioned the U.S. Gymnastics Championships that were here, and early on, my daughter talked me into getting tickets to every event, and I'm so glad we did, because it was one of the great sporting events I've ever been to in my life, and this is going to be equal to that. People will have an opportunity to be in the building to see this tournament.
But Steve, you're such an awesome dad. I love hearing that. That's great. And you saying it's one of the premier events says a lot, because you go, I mean, you're Mr. Sports guy, so you've been to a lot of different sporting events. It is that gymnastics, City USA, how the entire community just welcomed everybody was great. But just to see the impact, I think the international part of this is what is really going to be cool. You have all these different countries, and they're there to see their young guys playing in this tournament proudly wearing the jersey of their country, which and you think about the Olympic hockey, we get so excited about. This is on that same level. That's what, you know, I think it's important for people to know. They already have tickets on sale. I was talking to Wendy Galaksha. There was a big Minnesota party with all Minnesotans in it. Some of the parents of Team USA members were there last night. And Wendy Galaksha was addressing everyone saying, this is the countdown. This is the countdown to us hosting it. And she told me, just kind of offline, the tickets are selling pretty well. I was surprised this early, but I think there's enough of a hockey community and hockey fanatics in Minnesota and really all over who want to be a part of this. And you know there's going to be that huge Canadian contingent. So we got to show up big time in our red, white, and blue in the stands.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event in a year. Now, are you able to stay in Ottawa through the championship games? When are you coming back for the morning news? Where are you going to hang around?
Here's what the heartbreak is. I can't stay for the championship. It's tomorrow night, and I have to leave at, my flight is at 5:20 in the morning, so I'm getting back from the semifinals tonight, and I got to go right to bed and head to the airport because I got to do the morning news. I've been off for like 2 weeks, so no more excuses. It's really hard to get to Ottawa, I'll just tell you. You got to fly through all these different places. So the people here were lovely, but it did take a while to get here, just to get over to Ottawa. But you know what this whole event is about. And what I'm excited about, CCO Radio's involvement in this, is the bosses felt it was important for me to come up here and just get a good look and be a part of this and be part of what Minnesota Sports and Events is doing. And we feel very strongly that we want to help promote what they're doing. And over the next year, that's, you know, we're really going to delve into it. And I'm excited about that and CCO's involvement in this as well.
Now, I heard you on another show talking about your visit to Ottawa. I want to know about the connection in O'Hare. You said you had about 40 minutes. How did that go, going from getting to your flight to Ottawa at O'Hare? Did that go smoothly?
It was a brisk walk, I'll tell you. Have you ever had any of those close connections where you're like sweating it out and hoping that you make it? I made it. Thank goodness. I'm excited. Actually, by the time I get home, I'm going to take a good nap, and then I got to stay up to watch the Vikes game because, hello, that's going to be huge. What's been really fun, Steve, about being here is getting a chance to really know Lou Nanny and his wife, Francine, really talking to him. You get this guy going, you can mention anything, and he's got a story about everything, which is so fun. Being a hockey fan that I am, I love hearing him talk. Had a chance to really talk to Jordan Leopold, and also State Senator Karen Housley and I have become besties. She is awesome. She's really, really interesting, and just telling me how, you know, Phil and his, you know, involved, you know, playing and coaching and how that journey has been for them. I could just listen to her for hours too. So it's just been really interesting to me to just get the behind the scenes. I can't get enough of the hockey world and the sport itself. It's just my favorite. So I'm immersed here, and which is, I'm in heaven.
Well, Vanita, good to visit with you. Enjoy the game tonight. Safe travels back. We look forward to the morning news Monday morning.
Oh, wonderful, Steve. Thank you so much for including me on your show. Have a great night.
Yeah, Vanita Sarkar from the Morning News joining us from Ottawa, site of the World Juniors. Once again, the Finns beat the Swedes 4-3 in overtime. They await the winner of Team USA and the Czech Republic tonight, or Czechia. Once again, the World Juniors coming here to the Twin Cities next year. It's going to be a great event. 13 minutes now in front of 6 o'clock. We'll take a break. We'll wrap it up. A little more on the Vikes. Update the football score. Ravens and Browns in action. Steelers, Bengals later. It's all here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.